Quiet Mind, Day 28. Addicted to Love. Why most relationships aren't love. They're ego in disguise. Let's talk about relationships. Not the fairy tale kind, but the kind most people actually live in. The hot and cold roller coaster that swings from affection to argument, from connection to chaos. You fall head over heels, convinced you found the one. Life feels electric. Then somehow, the sparks start burning holes in the foundation. Arguments surface. Emotions erupt. That magical connection, it turns into a battlefield, or at least a tug of war. This push-pull is so common that we call it normal. But what's actually happening is a shared dysfunction, two egos trying to use each other to feel whole. In the early stages of being in love, you're not really seeing the other person. You're seeing your own fantasy, a projection of what you hope will complete your sense of lack. But that fantasy can't last, because eventually reality knocks. And when it does, the same person who made you feel alive now triggers your deepest wounds. The high turns into a crash, and you either fight, detach, or break down. Then comes the reconciliation, and the cycle repeats. Here's the truth. You can't fix the negative side of a relationship without dealing with the illusion of the positive side. There are two sides of the same coin, both rooted in ego, need, not real love. Real love, it's not a mood. It doesn't flip into hatred. It comes from a deep place. One that's rarely touched when we are operating from mind and emotion alone. So why does love feel so powerful at first? Because it gives you a break from yourself. That sudden rush, the thrill of being needed, desired, seen. It quiets the background noise of fear and not enoughness. For a moment, the ego gets what it's been starving for. But here's the catch. That feeling isn't coming from the other person. It's coming from within you in a moment of presence that the intensity of the relationship briefly creates. When that presence fades, the ego scrambles to get it back, turning the relationship into a desperate game of control, craving, and fear. At the physical level, we're designed to feel incomplete. You're either male or female, drawn to the opposite to feel whole. Physical union offers a fleeting echo of that original unity. But it's fleeting for a reason. The real wholeness you long for isn't physical, it's spiritual. And trying to achieve spiritual union through physical form is like trying to eat a menu instead of the meal. Psychologically, the ego is always insecure, always seeking new ways to reinforce its fragile identity. It clings to roles, possessions, accomplishments, but nothing sticks. Then along comes a person who seems to answer every ache. The ego latches on. You feel alive again, but your center is now outside you, and what happens when your center leaves, changes, or disappoints? You collapse, rage, blame, or fall into despair. This isn't love. This is addiction. It's need masquerading as romance. If your relationship includes cycles of affection and attack, tenderness and rage, you're not in love. You're in egoic attachment. And the moment you mistake it for true connection, you start suffering. Love doesn't flip into hate. It doesn't demand or punish or disappear when needs aren't met. Real love arises when the ego is quiet, when presence is alive in you. Until you've accessed that deeper consciousness, your relationships will reflect your inner restlessness, your unhealed stories, and your hunger to be saved. And no person, no matter how perfect they seem, can save you from that. Only you can. Only now can. Love isn't out there. It's what shows up through you once you've stopped trying to fill yourself up with someone else. The question isn't how can I find true love, but am I ready to stop mistaking ego for love?